Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We will begin on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Egla Rufa. We learned in the Mishnah gave us a list in the previous shiur of various items that are Asa Bahano, and because they're Asa Bahano, one cannot use them to make a Kedushin. So the Gemara mentioned Egla Rufa. We know that Egla Rufa, so there's a corpse found, we don't know who killed this person, Rahman al-Tzlan. We have to go through the procedure of the Egla Rufa, decapitating an agola. And the Gemara is saying that it's Asa Bahano, and therefore can't be used for Kedushin. Menolan, Amri Debe Reb Yanai, Kapara Ksebe. The Torah says the word Kapara by Egla Rufa, the same word the Torah uses by Kachim. And just like Kachim, we learned and will learn Aras Bahano, so too is the halacha of Egla Rufa. I saw the Mefarshim ask, and Egla Rufa is brought from communal funds. So what's the Havamina? How could it be that I could use Egla Rufa to be Mekadosh Anisha? It's not mine, it comes from the communal funds. So I saw two answers. One answer is that a person can donate the Egla Rufa. That means that such a story, as we said at the beginning of Shir, Rahman Slom were to happen, and somebody from the community donates an agola that it should be used for the Egla Rufa, and then he changes his mind and says, instead of using it for the Egla Rufa, let me use it to marry a woman. So it is his. Another pshat I saw from the Chazon Ish, the Gemara and the Halacha discussed many times about Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, that really run all of the affairs of the city, and they have control over all communal funds, and they decided to allow someone to use the agola that they had designated for Egla Rufa that he could marry a woman with. The Meches Chinuch also discusses, since our Gemara just said that Egla Rufa has the status of Kachim, to what degree do we say so? We know that Kachim have very specific rules about being paid to Kachim. You could redeem Hegdish, we know. You could be shoyl on a Hegdish, do the same din applied by Egla Rufa or not. To what degree do we compare Egla Rufa to Kachim? Tzipari Metzaira. We know that if somebody Rechman Tzlan is a Metzaira, we're going to spend quite a while discussing this. The halach is two birds have to be designated for his purification process. One bird is Geshachten, another bird is brought but is sent away. And again, the Mishnah teaches us that you can't use Tzipari Metzaira to effect a Kedushin. Again, ask the Gemara Menolan, says the Gemara Tana Be'er Bishmal. Nemer machsher u'mechapa b'fnim. The Torah speaks about a carbon that is a machsher. A machsher means it's a carbon that allows us to take further steps. What do I mean? The Hashem Metzaira allows that from now on the Metzaira can eat kachim. From now on the Metzaira can enter the base of Mikdash. So it's machsher him to be able to do these things. A mechaper, a kapara. That's the standard purpose of a carbon. Both of these are performed b'fnim, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. V'nema, the Torah speaks about a machshir, an act, which is machshir b'chutz, which is the egla, which is the mitzipari mitzayra, because as once the mitzayra birds are brought, the halach is, the mitzayra, who the Pasuk teaches us, has to remain b'chutz l'machna, can now enter the machna, so it's machshir him to be able to come into the machna, and we have a mechaper b'chutz. The Egla Rufa that we just spoke about, and actually we showed him add to this list the Sor LaAzazil that is brought on Yom Kippur, affect a kapara, and the Ravoida is done outside of the base of Mikdash. Ma machshir mechaper ha'om b'fnim, also ba machshir mechaper, they're treated the same way, they brought in the base of Mikdash, af machshir mechaper ha'om b'chutz, and therefore we treat the Tzipari Mitzayra like we treat the Egla Rufa. And if we said at the beginning of our shiur that the Egla Rufa can't be used to affect the Kedushin, neither can the Tzipari Mitzayra. So since the Gemara mentions the Tzipari Mitzayra, the Gemara goes into a sugya about them. Itma, Tzipari Mitzayra emesai asurim. At what point did the Tzipari Mitzayra, as I said, two birds are designated, one that is slaughtered, and one that's sent away, at what point do they get the designation of Tzipari Mitzayra? Rabbi Yochanan Mishah Shechita, from the moment of Shechita. And if we follow this approach, then the bird that is sent away really never becomes usur, point out the Rishonim. Because until the Shechita, it's not usur anyway. And after the Shechita, as we're going to learn later in our shir, it's completely mutter. So there's never a moment that the tzipor hamushlachas will be usur. From when they're designated. And as the Mefarshim explain, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? The basis is that the Torah does speak about taking these birds. The question is this considered an essential and avoider, the Maisa Lakicha? If we learn that it's an essential avoider, so from that moment they're designated as the Tzipora Mitzayra. If it's only that the Torah says it should be done, but it's not absolutely essential, then we can't call Shas Lakicha as a defining moment. Mefarshim actually go on to explain one of the halachas is that Shateli Kochos and Ka'achas, that the two birds that are bought have to be bought together. And they also want to suggest that this machloikis is connected to that Shaila. Rabbi Yochama, why Mishas Shchita? Because Shchita Uda Asur Lo. The moment you slaughter that bird, that's when it becomes Asur. Mishlokish, however, says Mishas Lekicha. Why from Mishas Lekicha? Says the Gemara Egla Rufa Nafka. He learns it from the Egla Rufa. Ma Egla Rufa. At what point does the Egla Rufa get the designation of an Egla Rufa? Michayim, while it's still alive. After Tzipari Mitzayra, that we compare to Egla Rufa, is Michayim. Ask the Gemara. The Egla Rufa, that the Gemara just said, is already Os Michayim. At what point does the Egla Rufa get the status of an Egla Rufa? Mi'ei Mesai. Amar Abyanai. Gvul Shemati Ba. I heard a designation when it gets this category. However, v'shachachti. I forgot. V'nosin Chavrei and Loimar. But my colleagues told me, Yiridosa L'nachal Esrosa. The moment it's taken down, one of the halachas says that where is the procedure of the Egla Rufa performed? It's performed in a valley of which is a rocky area. That's the moment when the Egla Rufa is brought there, that's when it becomes Asur. So says the Gemara, if we're learning Tzipayra Mitzayra from Egla Rufa, so Ima Egla Rufa. If the Egla Rufa, Mishas Lekicha LaMitzra, and we just learned, it doesn't become an Egla Rufa from the moment it's designated. It only becomes an Egla Rufa when it's taken down to the Nachal Eson. Shouldn't we say by the Tzipari Mitzra Nami, Mishas Lekicha LaMitzri, that why does Rish Lakish say that it becomes Osir from the moment they're taken? It should only become Osir from the moment, from a later time, says the Gemara. You can't compare the two cases. Hachiyashti, you can't compare the two situations. Hosom is like Gvolachrina. Hachami is like Gvolachrina. And this is the way we try to explain the Gemara. Egla Rufa is Osom Michayim. So what does that mean? It could mean Mishas Lekicha from the moment it's designated, or it could mean a later time from when it's taken down to Nachal Eson. We have a rule. To fast the Merubah like the faster. To fast the mu'ah, to fast them. We always try to limit what we say. So if we're saying that the Egla Rufa is Asr, we could say a later time from when it's taken down to the Nachal Eisen. Or we could say an earlier stage, Mishas Lekicha. The Halacha tells us to say the later time, which is only Mishas Yuidosu L'Nachal Eisen. However, that's by Egla Rufa. We have two different times that we can identify. So we pick the later time. By the Tzipari Mitzayra, there is no specific later time that we could designate and say it's not necessarily from the moment that the animal, the birds, are taken. I'll make it later. What later? Where is there a later? There is no identifiable point that we can make later. And therefore, we have to say it's Mishas Lekicha. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, you Reish Lakish say, that the Tzipari Mitzayra become Osir. Mishas Lekicha, the Pasuk says, Kol Tzipa Tahir Tachelu, L'Rabbis Esa Mishlachas. That the animal, that the bird that's sent away, remains permanently prohibited to be eaten. And the opposite. The mishlachas may be eaten, the shchuta may not be eaten. Ask the Gemara, v'sakadata b'chayim masura, if we're going to say that the bird that's slaughtered already became usur from the moment it was designated, so the way to understand the question is as follows. If we're going to say that the bird only becomes usur, mishash shchita, so that's what this pasuk is teaching us. From the moment you slaughter this bird becomes usur. However, if we're going to say, as Rish Lakish suggests, that this bird becomes already usur from the moment it's designated, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's also by the shchita? It's already also from the moment it was designated, way before. Answers the Gemara, the pasuk needs to tell us the following. Maybe I should compare the tzipor that's slaughtered to all kachim. That all kachim, the mechaim asiri, as long as the animal is designated as a hegdish, it may not be used. However, the ashi shchita or machshula, the shchita allows it to be eaten. Most kabbonis after the shchita will be allowed to be eaten. So I would say the same din applies to the shchita, to the tzipra shchuta. Kamash Milan, that no, this tzipra shchuta remains permanently prohibited to be eaten. But it has nothing to do with our question. From when is it prohibited? Where Shlokish could still be correct that it's prohibited mishas lakicha. Eisvei. So Gemara asks another question. Shachta, the Mishnah says that if they shechted the tzipur ham shchuta, the nimtzes trefa, and we need to understand the Gemara as Rashi helps us understand the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina assumes, what does it mean with nimtzes shchita? What nimtzes shchita means, nimtzes trefa means, they slaughtered the bird, and the bird was identified as a trefa, because they looked at the throat of the bird, and they saw that it was punctured, and they assumed that why is the throat punctured? Because they used a knife to shech that wasn't smooth and sharp, it had a pegima, it had a nick in it, and that's what caused to puncture the neck of the bird. And what makes us learn that way, at least in the Havamina? The word v'nimtzas. The word v'nimtzas means that the shchita caused it to be a trefa. So what does the Mishnah say? Yikach zog l'shnia. So the other bird that was designated as the mishlachas, we should take another bird, take another, for shena mitaris. And this bird that was nimtzes trefa is mutter. Ask the Gemara. Visa mitaris ba'ano. Visa kadata mechaim asura. If we're going to learn, like Rish Lakish, that this bird that's being slaughtered already became usur from the moment it was designated to be the tzipor ashchuta, why is the first bird muta b'ano? It should be asa b'ano. It became asa michayim, and there was nothing that made it mutter. There was nothing that made it mutter. Amalei, says the Gemara, what happened here is a totally different story. It's not that we slaughtered this bird, and it's our maisa shchita that caused it to become a trefa. It was treif from before. What does it mean it was treif from before? Kigon shenimtzus treifa b'mnei me'eha. We find an eternal defect in this bird, which because of this eternal defect, we recognize the lechala da kedusha klal. It was never kadosh. Our original designation that this should be the tzipa shchuta was incorrect because it was a treifa. And as Tosfos explains, we weren't able to see that it was a treifa when we designate it, because it has an internal defect. From the outside, it looks perfectly fine. But when we shecht it, and we examine the insides, we see that it's a trefa. And like Tosfos goes on to say, it's obviously a trefa that was treif from a while ago. Because if we couldn't know that, we should have to be concerned that it only became treif after we designated it. But there's certain trefas, that you could tell were there from before. Certain defects, one of them Tosfos suggests, is that huglat piyamaka, if there's a wound with a scab on it. A wound with a scab must be at least 3 days old, the wound. It's a wound that's so significant that will make the bird a trefa. Such a wound must be 3 days old, and I know that I designated the bird only, let's say, a day ago. So now we recognize that this designation was never a correct designation. And that's why it's mutter. But indeed, if it was a proper designation, and it only became later treif, or even according to Tosfos, not that I know for sure became later treif, I only have a shaila, then it would remain osur b'hanah, because it could be Rish Lakish is correct, that the designation is what makes osur b'hanah, and here we didn't, and here it was properly designated. Eisvei asked the Gemara another question. It says in a Tosefta, Shachta shlebi ezav shlebi etzerev shlebi shnitalaz. The Torah, when it speaks about the shchita of this tzipor, hashchuta, says that there's a whole procedure that has to be done. You have to bring grass, you have to bring a certain type of wood, you have to bring a red thread. Let's say you didn't shecht it properly. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, hoil v'huxla m'svasa, since it was designated a surah, it remains asur. Rav Shimon Amar, hoil v'nishcha t'shloik m'svasa, since the shchita wasn't done properly, muteris, it remains mutter. Says the Gemara, in trying to understand the Gemara, and trying to understand this brisa, at Kanloi Pligi, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Shimon? The machloikis is regarding ma'asover, shchita she'neru yishma shchita, that even though the shchita wasn't done properly, it's still considered a shchita, and that's why it's mutter. Or ma'asover, shchita she'neru yishma shchita, an improper shchita is not considered a shchita. As the Chazanish points out, in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we're going to learn Sugya appears a number of times in Shas. We're going to discuss the Sugya about Shechita Shein Aruya. The Chazanish says this Sugya is really not the same Sugya. Because when we normally speak about Shechita Shein Aruya, there is a defect in the Shechita. Here is no defect in the Shechita. The defect is in the Hilchus Mitzayra, that I'm supposed to bring along the Eitz Erez, the Eitz of the Shnish Las, and I didn't. So the Chazanish wants to suggest that this machloikis about Shechita Shein Aruya in this specific situation is not the same machloikis that we have everywhere else regarding Shechita Shein Aruya. But what, as relevant to us, their machloikis is that does a Shechita Shein Aruya consider a Shechita or not? But it seems that everybody agrees. The Kol Alma, Miyam Achayim LeMitzra. It's only the Shechita that asks us, and now the question is this indeed a Shechita or not? Clearly, corroborating Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, says the Gemara Tanaihi. And the way to understand what the Gemara is saying is as follows. We began this sugya with a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. At what point does the tzipor hashchuta become asur? Rish Lakish saying mechayim for when it's designated. Rabbi Yochanan saying from the shas shchita. Now it's clear to us that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not just his opinion. It's actually opinion of Tanoim. Because this brisa that we just learned clearly corroborates Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So at first glance, it seems that Rish Lakish's opinion is refuted. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish is not refuted. Because Rish Lakish is also going to be able to find Tanoim that corroborate his opinion, that the Tzipor HaShchuta becomes Osir Michayim. And now it turns out that the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is actually a machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan agreeing with those Tanoim, Rish Lakish agreeing with other Tanoim. The Tana, the Beir B'Shmo, Nemar, something that we learned at the beginning of this year, Machshir Mechap B'Fnim, the Torah speaks about a carbon that's a machshir that's brought in the Azara, the Hashem Metzaira, that allows him to come into the Beis HaMikdash and eat Kachim. Mechap B'Fnim is every other carbon. V'Nemar Machshir Mechap B'Chutz, Machshir B'Chutz, are the tzipor of the Mitzayra that allows him to come in Toicha Machna. Mechapa b'chutz is the Egla Ruf and the Shtar la'azazel. Ma machsh mechapa om b'fnim. Os ba machsh mechapa. The Torah treats all kabbonis the same way. Af machsh mechapa om b'chutz. Similarly, the Torah treats everything that's brought b'chutz the same way. Os ba machsh ba mechapa. And if the Egla Rufa, as we proved earlier, is osur michayim, so too will be the din on the tzipor hashchuta, that it's osur michayim. Says the Gemara, Gufa. We quoted this price already. Kol tzipor tahir techelu, l'rabbis es mishlachas. And that the tzipor that's sent away may be eaten. V'zeh shaloi taichlu mehem, l'rabbis es hashchuta. that the shchuta may not be eaten. Ask the Rav Epachana. We have two psukim, but who tells us to apply these two psukim in this way? Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Lametzina by Chaim Shasurim. It makes sense to say that the pasuk that says that you're allowed to eat it is referring to the bird that remains alive, because we always find that live animals don't become usur. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed true? Maskler of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, V'loi, I'll show you circumstances where live animals are usur. Very muks of a nevet, animals that were designated or actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah, the Baal Chaim Ninu, that are live animals, Vasira. Says the word, that's not a question. Could that pasuk is referring to Gvoya, that you're not allowed to bring those animals as a carbon. We're talking about, are we allowed to eat these animals? Lehejit Mishra Shari. Maskula Rav Yirmiya asks Rav Yirmiya, Harei Noiva Venirva, an animal that was, the bestiality was committed with, if they were committed with Edom, and as Tosfos points out, only if Edom were able to see that this happened, the Balim Nechayim Nenu, that they're alive, Vasir, they become us, they have to be killed. So we see that just because an animal is alive doesn't make it mutter to be used. So I saw that the Rishonim asked a question. The Gemara is asking its question, that how do we know that a live animal, what is the circumstance that we have a live animal that it's usur? The Gemara uses Roiva V'nirva. If we learn the Gemara, we will learn Mitzvah Shem the Gemara, Psech the Sanhedrin. How do we know the Roiva V'nirva usur? We learn it from Shor HaNiskel. So ask the Rishonim, instead of using Roiva V'nirva, why don't we bring Shor HaNiskel? Why don't we go to the source? So I saw a very nice teretz. Shor HaNiskel, what's the difference between Shor HaNiskel and Roiva V'nirva? Shor HaNiskel is the animal itself did something wrong. It killed a person. And has to be killed, as we discussed in the previous year. Roiva V'nirva, something happened to the animal. What are we speaking about? Tzipor HaShchuta. It's also not that the bird did something happened to the bird. So we want to draw a comparison, the comparison between Tzipor HaShchuta and Roiva V'nirva is a lot better of a comparison than comparing a Tzipor HaShchuta to the Shor HaNiskel. So now we go back to our question. It says, we said that Tzipor HaMushlachas remains mutter. Why? Because we always have live things remaining mutter. We just found a situation of a live thing that becomes also the Roiva V'nirva. El Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Lametzina Roi Baal Chaim Shasurim. Usually live things remain mutter. Yeah, you'll find an exception, Roiva V'nirva, but that's an exception. Rav Shmuel Tana, the Beir of Shmuel Tana, he gives another reason how we know that the Tzipor HaMushlachas remains mutter. Domakra, v'shilach al pnei ha-soda. So the Torah compares the Tzipor HaMushlachas to the soda. Ma'a soda matar, it's a field, is an area that's mutter. Af hai, so to the Tzipor HaMushlachas matar remains mutter. Ask the Gemara, hai soda, is that the purpose of this pasuk? Don't we need it for the following brisa? Soda, to teach us, shleyamid b'yafoy, a person shouldn't sit b'yafoy. Yafoy is a city that's right by the beach. V'yezukena l'yam, and send the tzipor in the direction of the ocean. Or b'geves, he shouldn't sit in the city of Geves. V'yezukena l'midbar, and send the bird towards the desert. The shloyam at chutzliir, he shouldn't stand outside the city, and send it into the city, but rather the proper way of performing shiluach hatzipur for the mitzayra is to stand in the city and send it outside of the city. Ask Tisus, who has to perform this? The mitzayra. But until his purification process is completed, he's not allowed to come into the city. So how can you come into the city to send the bird outside the city? Answers Tosfos, it's not the Mitzvah himself who does it. The Mitzvah designates a shliach, or it's the Kohen who stands in the city and throws the bird or sends the bird outside the city in order that now the Mitzvah should be able to enter the city. So, but the question is, how does Tanya Rabbi Shmuel use this pasuk to teach us this thing, that how the sending is supposed to be done? We said the pasuk is coming to teach us that the bird is mutter. Answers the Gemara, Imke nichtav kra sada. The pasuk should have just used the word sada. My hasada, to teach us Shema Minotarte, to teach us two dinim. One din is, how is the shluach done, standing in the city and sending the bird outside the city? And another din is to teach us that the tzipra mushlachas remains mutter. Rava says a different explanation why the bird that's sent away is mutter. Rava says a svara. He says like this. If the bird that's sent away would be usur, we would all have a terrible problem. We would never be able to eat birds. Because every time we eat a bird, we have to be concerned that maybe that's the bird that Mitzrayim brought that was sent away. So the Torah would never put everybody into a situation that he can't eat birds. So it must be that the bird is mutter. And this is the way that we try to explain the Gemara. We have two psukim. We began this piece of Gemara with two psukim. One pasuk indicates that there's a bird that's going to be mutter, and there's another pasuk that indicates there's going to be a bird that's usur. We don't know which pasuk to apply to which situation. Says Rava, I use the svara of Lo Amar Torah Shlach L'Takala to teach us that the pasuk that says mutter is mutter. Even though we're going to find that the Gemara uses this concept of Lo Amar Torah Shlach L'Takala in another area, B'Shaluach HaKein, that the Gemara says that the bird, the mother that's sent away, we could eat. Because if we couldn't eat it, we would always have a problem that every bird may be a bird that which Shluach HaKein was performed with. But the Rishayim say that the two sugyas are very different. There is no pasuk that really indicates that something should be asur. We just want to think maybe it should be asur. So says the Gemara, asvara lo'amra tayra shlach l'takala. Here, it's a whole different situation. Here we have a situation where the Torah does have a pasuk that says there's a bird that's asur. The Torah also has a pasuk that says that the bird is mutter. We don't know which pasuk to apply where, so we take Rav Svara of Lo Amar Torah Shlach L'Takala and apply the pasuk of Heter to the Tzipra Mishlachas. But here we have a discussion by the Rishonim and Achronim with a very fundamental question. Rav is saying that if I wouldn't have a pasuk, if I wouldn't have a Svara of Lo Amar Torah Shlach L'Takala, I would have a problem of eating birds. Because every time I eat a bird, maybe it's the bird that the Mitzrayim brought. Why would I have a problem? Why don't we rely on Roiv? Roiv birds in the world are not birds that were sent away by Mitzrayim. So why can't I rely on Roiv? So one teretz that the Mefarshim want to suggest is that that svara would only be applicable if I couldn't know that that's the bird. I would have to wait for the bird to fly away. But let's say I know that that's the bird that was sent away, that I couldn't say Roiv, because I know it's that bird. Another teretz is a very fundamental teretz in Hilchus Roiv. What does Roiv say? That when we have a teruvus, we have a mixture, and we don't know how to view this mixture, so Roiv tells us we go with the majority. But here we may not have a mixture. That bird might have never gotten mixed up with the rest of the birds of the world, that we should have a situation of a teruvus. But then, there's another teretz. There's a very, very famous machloikis, Raivit and Toysus. There's a din of Eim Mevatl Isla Chathila. You can't intentionally take something usur, a minute amount, and put it into Heter. So the Raivit opinion is that the din of Eim Mevatl Isla Chathila is Midaraisa. Toysus says that Eim Mevatl Isla Chathila is only Midarabonim. So according to the Raivit, it's very understandable. Yes, the bird would be mutter because of Roiv. But what kind of a Roiv is it? I created the Roiv. I sent the bird out between the rest of the birds of the world. That's a situation of Eim Avatnus L'Chathila. And Eim Avatnus L'Chathila, according to the Raivid, is also Midaraisa. And that's why I couldn't rely on it, if not that I had the Svara of Lo'amr Tayr Shlach L'Takala. But now Taisus is difficult, because Taisus holds that Eim Avatnus L'Chathila is only the Rabbanon. So I should allow the bird to fly out, and now I have a Roiv. What do I need svaris? So I saw two answers. One answer is that even if Taisus holds, which is the halacha, that Eim Avatnus L'Chathila is only the Rabbanon, it still doesn't make it a nice thing to do. And it's difficult to assume, says Rava, that the Torah would tell us you could send the bird out, and now you could continue eating birds, relying on Rav. It's inconceivable that that's what the Torah would teach us. But then there's a very interesting Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda says that this concept that Tosfos holds, again, I'm not going to give a shiur in Yoredeya today, that this shiur of that this concept of Eim Avatlan Isla Chathila, that it's only a Durabbanan according to Tosfos, is by a lach balach. We have liquids, where the entire issue is only Nesinas Tam. There, Tosfos says Eim Avatlan Isla Chathila is only Osmed Rabbanan. But when we're dealing with a Yovish B'Yovish, which is our case, one bird being sent out amongst many other birds, says the Noida B'Yehuda, even Tosfos agrees that Eim Avatlan Isla Chathila is Osmed Raisa. So now the Gemara is very geschmack. We're sending out a bird. It's a situation of a Yovish B'Yovish. There, Tosfos would say that Eim Avatlan Isla Chathila, you can't go create a situation of Roiv. If not, that the Pasuk teaches us, because of the Svara, because of Le'amr Torah Shlach L'Takala, that this bird will become and remain Mutter. The next example that we gave of something that you can't use to affect the Kedushin is Sar Nozir, the hair of a Nozir. Menolon that they're Osir, Damakra, Kaidish Yeh, Gadol Pe'er Sar Roishai, Giduloi Yeh Kaidish. The hair that's grown is Kaidish. Ask the Gemara, as we learned in the Mishnah, we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow's shir. Ima Kaidish, Taifis is Damav, V'yotzul Chulin. The halacha is that Kaidish is Taifis Damav. That means, if we have an animal that's Hegdish, we learned this many times, and we redeem it, the money becomes Kaidish. So I should say the same thing by the Sa'an Nazir, that if somebody redeems the Sa'an Nazir, the halacha should perhaps be Taifis is Damav, V'yotzul Chulin, that it should not be Kaidish anymore. Just the money that was spent becomes Kaidish, if we're comparing it. Says the Gemara, Mi Karinin Kaidish, Kaidish Karinin. If the Torah used the word Kaidish, then they would indeed be identical. Here they use the word Kaidish, that it remains Kaidish, and its Kedusha cannot be transferred. And the Meshech Chachma gives a very beautiful explanation. He says there's a very fundamental difference between Hegdish and the Sar of a Nazir. And that's what the words Kadosh versus Kaidish represent. Sometimes you have something that is Hegdish because I made it Hegdish. You have a regular animal. It's not Kaidish. I was Magdish the animal. San Nazir is inherently Kaidish. Something that's Kaidish because I made it Kadosh, that could transfer its Kedusha to something else. On the other hand, San Nazir, which is inherently Kaidish, it remains Kadosh, but it can't transfer its Kedusha anywhere else. Petach Hamor, the Mishnah says you can't use a Petach Hamor to affect the Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, name Masnis and like Reb Shimon. Perhaps our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, we'll discuss this also in Mitzvah Shimon tomorrow. Share. Petach Hamor, Asa B'Hanor, Divrei Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Matir. So it seems that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Shimon. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, La'acha Rifa. Our Mishnah is referring, as we said yesterday, that when the firstborn donkey, the Torah gives us two options, either Tifta B'Seh, or to do Arifa, decapitate it, and says the Gemara of Divrei Akol, even Rav Shimon agrees that after the decapitation, it's also B'Hanor, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, you can't use such a Petach Hamor to affect the Kedusha. The next example the Mishnah gave, was Bas B'Cholof. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that Bas B'Cholof is Os B'Hanor? Menolon, the Tanaberi B'Shmo, Lo Savash G'di B'Chalev Imoy, the Torah says a Gimel Pamim, Echad Es Achila, to teach us that you may not eat it, Echad Es Hanor, you're not allowed to benefit from it, V'Echad Es Abishal, you're not allowed to cook it. It's interesting to note, I saw a very interesting Shaila in our world. There was a piece of chocolate that there was a concern was Bas B'Cholof, that they use animal fat and milk to make the chocolate. And the way to determine if that was the case was doing a laboratory test. But the laboratory test involved cooking it up, and that's why I think you would be able to tell through the proteins. But if it turns out to be Bas B'Cholof, Al Gemara just said, you're not allowed to cook Bas B'Cholof. So can you do it? So what can you do? So some Paiskim suggest that there's a concept that's primarily used in Hilchos Shabbos of Ein Bishlacha Bishl. So since chocolate, to make it, it was already cooked, so there's no Issa Bishl by if you cook it another time. But the Shmos Yaakov says that the concept of Ein Bishlacha Bishl is a concept in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a concept in Bas B'cholov. That everybody agrees, says the Shmos Yaakov, that even if Bas B'cholov was cooked once, you're not allowed to cook it a second time. So how are you supposed to do this lab test? So I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav says, why is it osur to cook Bas B'cholov? It's interesting to know, why does the Torah speak about cooking? Because the Torah, says the Chabina Rav, was concerned that if you're going to cook Bas B'cholov, you may come to eat the Bas B'cholov. Here, why am I cooking up this chocolate? I'm only cooking it to determine if it's kosher or not. And if it's not kosher, I'm obviously not going to eat it. So obviously there's no concern that this bishul will lead to eating. If anything, this bishul may lead to me not eating it, and this bishul is mutter. Says the Gemara, Masnisin the Lekai Tana. Our Mishnah isn't following the following opinion. The Tanya of Shimben Yehudaimer. Bas b'cholov, osu ba'achila. The bas b'cholov may be osu ba'achila, but it's mut ba'anoa. Shenemar, what's the basis for this opinion? The pasuk says, "Ki am kodesh ato l'shem l'kecha le'savashal gadi b'chalev imoy u'lahalon oimer v'anshi kodesh tiyonli." That's a pasuk regarding the prohibition to eat something that's treif. Ma l'halon os b'achil b'ot b'ano treifa is mut b'ano. In fact, it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah. L'kelev tashlichin osoy afkan. So too says the Gemara, according to this opinion, Bas B'cholov is Os B'Achila Mut B'Ano, and if it's Mut B'Ano, it can be used to create a Kedushin. The next case was Chulin Shnishcha T'Bazara. If somebody shechs Chulin in the Azara, it's Torah's our Mishnah that it's Os B'Ano, and it cannot affect a Kedushin. Menani Mili, ask the Gemara, from where do we know this? Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rameya, Amr Torah, Shchoitli Shchoit Shali B'Shali, Shecht my kabbonis in the Azara, tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Shalcha B'Shalcha, and your kabbonis should be slaughtered outside of the Azara. Ma Shali Shabcha, just like, continues the Gemara, if somebody shechts a carbon, V'Shalcha, outside of the Azara, Osir, similarly, Af Shalcha B'Shali, if you shecht my car, your animal, B'Shali, Osir. Ask the Gemara, if we're making this comparison, so we should go all the way. Ima Shali B'Shalcha, the halacha is that if somebody shechs a carbon outside of the Azara, the halacha is ain onish karis, that there's a chiv karis, Af Shalcha B'Shali, maybe the din ought to be that if somebody shechs a regular animal in the Azara, there's an onish karis. Says the Gemara, Amakra, the Pesach Olmoid Lohavi Lahak of Carbon Lashem, Nichris, the Torah specifies, Al Carbon Onish Karis, that if somebody offers a carbon outside of the Azara Chas V'Shalom, there's a Chiv Karis. However, Al Shenishk Tu Bazara, but if a regular animal is brought inside the Azara, ain't Onish Karis. Ask the Rishonim, how could the Gemara even attempt to want to say that we should give a chi of karis, there should be an einish of karis, to somebody who brings chulin bazara? There's a cloud, there's a rule, ein einshim an adin. We can't give somebody a einish based on a kavachaymer. So how can we use a kavachaymer to apply an einish? So I saw two answers. One answer is that when do we say ein einshim an adin? When we want to give an einish through bezdin. Here, what type of onish are we suggesting? Koris. Koris is administered mishamayim. Mishamayim, there's no rule of ein onshim min adin. Another answer, the concept of ein onshim min adin is regarding a kal v'chomer. Here we're not talking about a kal v'chomer. Here we're talking about a ma'amatsinu. There we perhaps can learn an onish. So now ask the Gemara, if we've established that by a carbon chutz lazara, there's a chi of koris. But otherwise, by Chulin Ba'azar, there is no Chiv Karas, so we should ask the following question. Ikla Mefrach, Ma'alit Shali B'Shalcha, you know why a carbon that's brought Chutz La'azara is Osir B'Hana? Because it's Onish Karas, because it comes with a Chiv Karas. However, this Chulin Ba'azara that don't come, that doesn't come with an Onish Karas, perhaps it also doesn't come with Isir Hana. So we're back to where we started. How do we know that Chulin Ba'azara are also Ba'hano? El Amar Abaye Mehocha. The pasuk says, V'shachtu, V'shachet Oysoi, V'shachet Oysoi. T'losa Kray Yisera. The Torah has three superfluous psukim. Ma Tamaloymer. What is the pasuk teaching us? L'fish Nemar, Ki Yirchak M'cha Amok V'zavachtam. As long as Klay Yisrael were in the Midbar, the halacha was that a behema, which was not a balmum, if somebody wanted to slaughter, just because he wanted to eat meat, he could not just slaughter it outside the mikdash. He could only bring it to the mishkan and shecht it as a carbon, shlamim, and eat the meat. This din did not apply both to animals that were balimum. Balimum, they could shecht. If it's a balmum, it's not necessarily treif. Or to chayis. But the Torah teaches us that when we will enter at the stroll, the still will no longer apply. The pasuk is teaching us, you could shecht outside of the azara, chulin may not be slaughtered in the azara. Pratl chulin, you may not shlecht an animal which is chulin in the azara. This only teaches us animals that could be used as a carbon. But if I didn't decide to use it as a carbon, I can't shecht in the azara. Menayin l'rabbis balimumin, that the same din applies, that balimumin may not be slaughtered in the azara for my own personal eating. Mabani is balimumin. So I add balimumin. She came min hamachsher. Even though this specific animal may be a balimum, but it's part of the family of animals that can be eaten. Menayin l'rabbis is a chaya. How do we know that even a chaya, which can never be brought as a carbon, may not be slaughtered chulin ba'azara? It may not be the type of animal that can be brought as a carbon, but it's at least slaughtered the same way as all other animals. Menayin rabbis is oifus. Because mihaloch l'mosh m'sinai, an animal has to be slaughtered both simonim. A bird, mihaloch l'mosh m'sinai, only one simon has to be cut. Tamalaymar, v'shachetu, v'shachet oisai, v'shachet oisai. L'yachol, continues the Braista, lo yishchot, that you're not allowed to shecht chulin bezorah. However, m'shachet, if you did transgress, and you shechted bezorah, ye mutter, tamalaymar, ki yirchak m'cha mokum, v'zavachachta v'achalta. Ma'ashat v'zaveach, b'rikuk mokum. Only what you shecht outside of the azorah, at the oichel, may you eat from, v'yat the oichel, ma'ashat v'zaveach, m'mokum karav. Some, if you shecht chulin ba'azara, you may not eat that meat. Prat l'chulin sh'neshchetu ba'azara may not be eaten. And again, the Gemara repeats itself. Ve'en le'el ha'tmimim ha'ruim li'karif. Only maybe whole birds maybe have that din. Menayin l'rabbis bali mumin, that if they're slaughtered in the azara, they may not be eaten. Ma'abi an li'bali mumin sh'kem min ha'machshir. They're all animals, or behemoths. Menayin l'rabbis is a chaya, that it has the same din, that if it's slaughtered in the azara, may not be eaten. It may not be a behema, but it's obligated to have shchita. B'shchitka behema. Menayin l'rabbis is a oifis. Tamalayim v'shachtu v'shachar oisai v'shachar oisai. Lochel ha'yishchait. Maybe I shouldn't do it. V'mshachit yashlechenu l'fnei klovim. I should at least be allowed to have a no. Tamalayim l'kelev tashlichen oisai. Oisai atamashlich l'kelev. A treifa is given to a kelev. V'yatamash l'chulin sh'nishchetu ba'azara. Chulin sh'nishchetu ba'azara are osa b'hano and may not be given to a kelev. The osa b'hano, and therefore coming full circle, that's why you can't use chulin sh'nishchetu ba'azara to make a kedushin, to affect the kedushin, because they're osa b'hano, and that's why Mishnah says chulin sh'nishchetu ba'azara cannot create a kedushin.